Go ahead.
That's not what I asked for.
It is what you asked for. Before we, that's not what I asked for. While the intro was playing, you said, when we go live,
Put
the picture of the artist up, and I have complied with the request.
The next show you do is going to go off the rails like a crazy fucking train. So do what I fucking asked you from. Come over there and slap the shit out of you, bitch.
Here you go. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Voiced by your own petard. Damn.
All right, here you go. I'll put somebody
on there. Why does this guy look like an autist?
I think he's actually autistic.
Is he really?
Yeah.
But why does he look autistic? What about him looks autistic?
I don't know. I typed in autist, and he's like the fucking one of the first results.
This is like a good place to start discussion about this, because Scotty asked you to pull somebody you thought looked autistic.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know what that means. Like, what looks autistic?
This guy.
He looks autistic?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
Something in the eyes, dude.
Is it because he's got eyes of different sizes?
And they're a little too far apart, maybe. Yeah.
Do you think autists have wide set eyes?
I don't know. I'm here to learn, you know?
All right, I guess we'll learn tonight.
I guess I'm going to find out. You know, a lot of people seem to be fond of altering pictures of Paul Joseph Watson. And then saying he's an autist like this.
Yeah, all right, here you go. This is perfect, dude.
Here you go.
So this is autistic Paul Joseph Watson?
There's a competing autistic Paul Joseph Watson image.
Uh-huh.
And you tell me which one is more autistic.
So
this is A, and this is B.
A.
Okay.
A is far more autistic.
Looks like a fucking gray, dude.
No. Looks like an A.
Looks like a fucking egg, dude. He's a little egg.
There's also the sandwich autist.
He's just trying to protect himself, dude.
You know, if you wear a Subway bag over your head, it stops any girls from sleeping with you, so.
I don't know why you're laughing, Paul.
Oh my god, I just imagine a day in the life of this child. It's horrifying. Oh, the poor sandwich autist. Nobody likes him.
He likes himself.
And he doesn't know why. He's just trying to be fresh.
He's trying to eat fresh, dude.
This episode is already broken. I can't continue. The sandwich.
For the first time in DFF history, Paul might have to tap out of an episode, man.
I've never had this happen before. But I can't go forward.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sandwich autist, take me away.
Take me home, sandwich autist.
What is this episode?
To the play.
Oh, what is this show? What are we doing here?
I also found this under the autist tag.
I can't handle this.
Kim Jong-un Dolph Hitler.
Whoa.
I don't know why this is autist, but it is, apparently.
All right, TJ.
So which one do you want? I can put in
the sandwich autist.
Okay,
dude.
Sandwich autist. Let me get rid of the rest so I don't get confused.
Why of all the autists in the world? Yeah,
does this guy look funnier now that the sandwich autist is happening?
No,
dude.
I
think he does.
Sandwich autist, please.
Oh God. Oh.
Okay. Hold it together, Paul. Hold it together.
All right.
Gotta be like, hold the door, dude. Hold the door, Paul.
All right.
So I think I pulled this video.
Yeah.
What does it feel like to be autistic?
Okay.
You know, you never get cured of autism. But what you do is you learn better, is you learn more and more things.
Well, I didn't speak until I was four. Now I have
a
BA
Brandon.
And a master's, yes. And I'm studying for my doctorate.
Bom, 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 bom. Red chair with Jared Bellini.
I can remember the frustration of not being able to talk. I couldn't get my words out. My speech came in gradually, a few words at a time. When I was a little kid, I was very autistic, nonverbal, rocking. You know, that's the kind of kid they just put away in the institution. But I had a speech teacher that worked really hard with me, and I can't emphasize enough the importance of young children getting early intervention. You got a 2-year-old or 3-year-old with no speech, don't wait. High school was absolutely worst part of my life. Teasing, teasing, teasing. I got kicked out of school for throwing a book at a girl, teased me because, you know, teasing really made my life miserable. And the only places I could get away from teasing was the specialized activities. Things like horseback riding, electronics lab, model rocket club. The line was drawn in the sand. I was not allowed to become a recluse in my room. I had to get out and do things. I'm always kind of baffled at just how illogical people are in their thinking. I'm very logical in my thinking. But when I was younger, I didn't know that other people thought more in words. You see, I think in pictures. If I don't have a picture, I don't think. And my mind is very, very associative. Being a visual thinker, I tend to put things into categories. You see, autism is a very big spectrum. At one end of the spectrum, you've got half the people at Silicon Valley. And then at the other end of the spectrum, you've got somebody who's very handicapped, remains nonverbal, is going to have to live in a supervised living situation. Really, really big spectrum. And, you know, Einstein probably be labeled autistic today in a lot of school systems because he had no speech until age 3. I'm interested in seeing something that makes real change. I've done a lot of work that's made a lot of improvements in the livestock industry, and I think I've helped a lot of kids succeed. I want to see the kids that are like me succeed. That's the kind of stuff that makes me happy. When I see the things that I do make a difference.
Oops.
So that's an example of something that's very high functioning on the autism spectrum. It's actually lived a pretty successful life.
Yeah. That movie about her life I've seen. And
oh, you have seen it. Okay.
Yeah. It's actually pretty decent. And she was pretty instrumental in kind of like changing. I know people dog on factory farming nowadays, but it's actually a measure more humane than it used to be, and she was a big part of that. Learning how cows think in order to move them from pen to pen, they used to be a brutal thing. They used to drag them and tie them up, and she figured out a way to funnel them that they would follow one another down these chains to the different holding pens and stuff so that their lives weren't, you know, constantly filled with fear and fight and flight and shit.
And people don't realize that sometimes it just takes a mind that's more focused on these things. And like she even pointed out, I mean, Einstein didn't speak till he was 3. A lot of people today would say he must have autism. He must have something wrong with him.
Well, sure.
And now we're going to see the other end of the autism spectrum. This is someone who has
so
low
that's
functioning.
High functioning. Now this let's take a look at low functioning.
This is a severely autistic person.
This is where he's put his head through the wall, head through the wall, and this is where he stood and kicked it. Ow, 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 ow,
I didn't know. Are we doing? I thought we weren't doing the Stevie episode, dude.
Oh, shit, dude.
Oh, Stevie.
Oh, man.
I'm just joking, of course.
Man, this looks like...
This is not pleasant,
this is
dude.
Not a good living
I'm
situation.
I'm trying to... I was trying to inject a little levity because this is actually pretty horrifying.
I mean, you can't help
you
it.
You see
I mean,
the destruction he's wrought on the area around
him. Keep playing it. I mean, we're going to...
Yeah.
La, la, la.
How is that mirror still there?
I have no fucking idea. Maybe he likes it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's...
He's 6'2" and he weighs 252 pounds.
I don't envy that, dude. I would not want to deal with a 6'2", 250 pound.
I mean, there's no way that somebody that...
Wall kicking, punching, screaming, squealing, whatever the fuck
see,
else.
See, like, I got to be honest with you. That kid should be in someone else's care. Or that woman should have some kind of caregiver that helps with him. Because clearly, like, not only looking at that house and looking at all the holes that he's punched and shit that he's done to the house. I mean, that's dangerous for other people. That's dangerous for him, too.
It is.
Like, he's going to hurt him. Like, he's punching himself in the fucking face standing there.
And how you stop him?
Well, keep playing.
Right, exactly.
He can go through this house and just wipe everything out probably in 10 minutes. You know,
I've had him turn furniture over. Well, you see all the windows and stuff. You know, the air conditioner back in the bedroom, he'll sit and punch that till it's in pieces. You know, in other words, if it breaks anymore, it's kind of like it's material. It can be replaced. I don't even let it bother me. But the destruction is just unbelievable. What are you so mad about?
That's pretty bad when you get to the point where you don't even care about your stuff getting destroyed because it just happens so much.
I mean,
much.
Destroyed the shoe.
I mean, like, look at she probably stopped. Like, it's not a reflection of her not wanting to keep a tidy house that her walls look like this. She just fucking realized that, like, okay, there's no point in me paying somebody to come replaster this fucking wall because he's just going to kick a hole in it again.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean? So I think she's trying to do the best she can, but clearly this is not working. She needs either some kind of. He needs to be in some kind of an institution where they can work with him and get him to the point where he's not doing this.
And that's what the conclusion of this basically is, that she's saying, like, she can't really...
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious.
I mean, yeah, and I mean, like, it's not helping
like,
him.
Think about, you think about taking care of a kid, and I don't have tons of experience, but I've done it. And the amount of work that goes into that, and now you make the kid fucking 6'2 and 300 pounds or 280 pounds or whatever this kid is. Think about trying to get this kid to shower or, like, shit in the toilet or, you know, whatever. Like, to eat at a regular interval things that he should be eating. You know what I mean? Like,
it's her life now.
Things that you take for granted that people, you think, well, like, everybody does this. Everybody's like, well, you just eat their food. Not this kid.
No.
He's wearing most of it.
Yeah, on his shirt.
I mean,
like he's 3 or 4 years old, basically. Yeah.
I have to go.
What are you so mad about?
The Miser Brothers.
Calm down.
Is that his mad noise?
Maybe. I don't know. He's probably pissed off. There are people fucking filming him and shit.
She said, "What are you so mad for?" And he's going, "Yeah." Well, so I'm assuming that's his anger noise.
Well, he can't speak clearly, so.
Right. It's just weird. It doesn't really sound like an angry sound, but I guess that she knows.
I mean,
you
got to think about it, too. I mean, he's trying to express himself, but this is the only way he knows how.
Hey, look, you got Santa Claus is coming to town.
Of all the fool things for them to do.
You got Santa Claus is coming to town.
Ow!
Don't do that. Owie! Owie! He's part of the family, and you hate to give up on your child as a lost cause. But I've come to the conclusion now that the best thing would be to place him somewhere where they can control him and they're not going to hurt him. I'm afraid, though, if I do leave him at home, it'll be like that man that they took to one of those group homes or centers last weekend that got out of control and they tased him and he died of a heart attack. Yeah, you understand what's going through my head, why I'm not opposed to taking him and placing him somewhere, because this can't go on and other people cannot control him like me.
I mean, you can't control him.
Yeah, it doesn't look... I mean, like, that. I mean, maybe, I mean, she, to maybe a certain that's probably extent, true, but, yeah. Like, I mean, like...
He's still alive, and he has all his limbs, so I guess to a certain extent she's controlling him, but I mean...
Yeah,
like,
I mean, like, if
it's a
that,
tenuous control.
If that represents the highest level at which he can be controlled, then...
I think it pretty much does. I mean, under her care, I mean, what's she going to do? I mean, he's bigger than her, he's stronger than her.
Yeah.
I mean, he obviously does not feel pain the same way. I mean, he's punching himself in the head. He's destroying the house. I mean, like, most people cannot go and destroy a house like that.
Right.
And feel nothing.
Yeah. I mean, but I mean, I'm sure you could if you fucking totally went nuts.
I'll tell you what the problem is. Driving.
Oh! Oh, owie!
What do you call that thing anyway?
You watch your movie?
Vixen.
So like other repetitive behaviors, like he's shaking constantly. Maybe they he's making that sound consistently.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't look like any kind of existence at all.
No. God, Jesus fucking Christ. I hope he's not a patron.
Why? Maybe we're the only thing that calms him down.
Quick, put on deep fat fried.
What's beauty? What kills the beast? Look, honey, it's your other autist friend. Go ahead and watch you the date, fat fried sweetie pie.
I mean, hey, if it helps, it helps, you know.
I guess so.
Man.
Oh, man, yeah.
We can't do an episode
I mean, you think your life
yeah,
is
man, I don't know.
Fucking...
I was fucking super grateful for my existence just about then, dude.
Yeah.
I was
as
like,
you should
holy
be. As
fuck.
As you fucking should be.
At least I ain't got that going on either side
and
of
that's
that.
What I mean. Yeah, the you mom know? And the son, either side of that, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever goes on in my life, I got it better than that.
Oh, yeah, she looks battered down by the fucking storm, dude.
I don't even know who's got it worse there. Probably her.
I hate to say it, though. At least they're not Brett Keane. I hate to be the one to say it. You know what I mean? I know that's kind of verboten now, but...
I know.
I mean, it works.
It seems appropriate.
Yeah.